You're listening to Round Table. A wealthy British couple has created a so-called designer grandson using sperm from their deceased son who died in a motorcycle crash. And this story has sparked ethical concerns all over the world. So let's get into a little bit more detail in how did this whole thing happen?
Well, a wealthy couple harvested a sperm from their dead son, as we already know, and designed a grandson, and it's likely the first case of its kind in England, Britain. The couple were devastated after their only son was killed in a motorcycle crash and seemingly ended their chance of becoming grandparents. But the pair, who were in their 50s, were reportedly desperate for an heir, decided to harvest their son's sperm, which was frozen, and exported to the U.S., bypassing the strict laws of the U.K. Their grandson is now 3 and is believed to be living with them in Britain. In a case that highlights ethical and legal concerns, the grandparents chose to use gender selection techniques to create a grandchild who was born using donor eggs and a surrogate. And this was from the Daily Mail. And it's thought that the whole process would cost up to about £100,000. And from other reports that I've read, it was between £100,000 to £200,000. So it's a pretty expensive process. The top fertility specialist, Dr. David Smockrick, helped the grandparents at his La Jolla IVF clinic in San Diego, California, using techniques that are illegal in Britain. So the big controversy here is that the couple's unmarried son had not given formal consent to have his sperm harvested and used to create a child in the event of his death. So this is a bit of an ethical concern when you don't have consent. And in the case of the United States, we have donor cards on our driver's license. So for in the event that any of us were to pass away, we would vouch to give our organs to someone that would need it. But you have to give this consent on your driver's license. And this is law.
That's really interesting because I've heard of donating your organs, but I didn't think that sperm or egg in a woman would fall into the category.
Apples and oranges.
Because it's not about saving lives, but it's about generating a new life. And
right.
I don't necessarily know if a sperm or an egg is included in the donor scheme.
Well, it's not, and I think that's where the issue lies, is that we don't really know what a sperm or a donor entails, and it's a relatively new industry, so there's still a lot of things that are going on with law and what can be done and what can't be done, and the restrictions in England are a lot more stringent than in the United States. So the process of in vitro fertilization is it's a pretty extensive process where the egg is combined with the sperm outside of the body in a glass. And the process involves monitoring and stimulating a woman's ovulatory process, removing the ovum from the woman's ovaries and letting the sperm fertilize them in a liquid in a laboratory. So this is typically used to overcome male and female infertility, which is on the rise nowadays.
Yes, this is very interesting, but certainly with this technique, that is being widely used around the world, and it didn't generate so much controversy. But with this story, should the couple be allowed, although they have gotten by in the U.S., to so-called harvest children, and by using human tissue that they didn't get consent from. I mean, this is a major ethical issue that I'm sure countries around the world are trying to rewrite laws or just even start a discussion. So should it be this way?
Well, I hope they would not be allowed to do so, because even though they say we lost the opportunity to become grandparents, what they did is create their own child. It's not being grandparents, it's being parents to that little toddler right now. And they have deprived him from the opportunity of having a parent that can be with them long enough for the kid to grow up, to, you know, start a family, everything like that. And I'm not going to say it's selfish, but it's definitely not the kind of choice that I would make. And the only silver lining I can see from this story is that this is a perfect advertisement story for the doctor, Dr. David here.
Well, yes, his name has been mentioned in every news story that carried this one. So what do you think about this, Tony?
I have to agree with Hong Lin here. I think that definitely consent is necessary when you're going to start a new life. And there's just so much controversy on this issue. And I wouldn't know where to begin. But I feel that definitely some more laws need to be put into place before we can implement this on a worldwide scale.
Yeah, I think people around the world, governments, they need to make up a mind that is also in line with public opinion on this one. You're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you so very much for your company. For our podcast listeners, you can always find us on Apple Podcast as we are Roundtable China. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Bye-bye, everybody.